There is a minhag in Klal Yisrael, quoted by the Matan Ephraim actually, to check mezuzos and tefillin every year in Chodesh Elul. So I wanted to discuss the requirement to check tefillin and mezuzos, and specifically how whether there is a requirement to check it every year. Matan Ephraim says it's a minhag to check it dafka during Chodesh Elul, there's certainly no requirement that it dafka have to be in Chodesh Elul. You understand that it's symbolic of checking and fixing all the other mitzvos that we do. So it makes sense to check and fix the mitzvos that are constant mitzvos, like mezuzah and like tefillin, which we do all the time. But what is there really a requirement to check mezuzahs and tefillin every year? So this all starts with the Mechilta in Parshas Bo. The Mechilta says, quotes the Pasuk, V'shamarta sachuka azos t'moada miyamim yamima. Pasuk says that you should observe this, you should guard this chuka. Very vague, can't be more vague than that. This chuka, miyamim yamima, for days and days, or whatever miyam yamima might mean. So says the Mechilta, Magid da adam tzarich livdok as a tefillin achar yid beis chodesh. What you see from that is that a person has to check their tefillin every year. Where do you see that in the pasuk? Because the parsha, if you look in that parsha in Parak Gimel of Sefer Shmos, it was talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim and how you have to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim and Vigad to Levincha, and there's a Yantav of Pesach and you're not allowed to eat chametz, and then it says, and it should be La'os al Yadecha, L'Totafos Bein Einecha, a reference to tefillin, and then comes that pasuk. So what's the Hachuk Azos? Is the Hachuk Azos the pasuk right before it, which was tefillin, or is the Hachuk Azos the rest of the parsha, which is all about Pesach? So the Mechilta clearly understands that it's about tefillin. What does miyamim yamima mean? So the Mechilta understands that means once a year. Where do we find the word yamim means once a year? So there's another pasuk, Vayikra Perichafei, pasuk Chavtes, talks about when a person buys a home in a walled city. So the halacha is, and it's mefurish in the Chumash, this halacha, that if you buy a home in a walled city, for up until 1 year, the person who sold you the home has the right to pay you back the money and take his house back. After 1 year, if he failed to redeem his house, he loses it forever. Even at Yovel, it's not going to return. He loses it forever. That's Dafka Adin by a walled city. So how does the Torah describe 1 year in that context? Uses the word Yamim Tia Gulaso. That it should be Yamim. When can the Geula happen, the redemption of that house happen? For the course of Yamim. And then the very next Pasuk says that if the guy didn't redeem his house within 1 year, so then it doesn't even go back at Yovel. So you see that Yamim means a year. So says the Mechilta, V'shamarta sachuk azos, you should guard your tefillin. How do you guard them? By checking them. L'madam yamim yamima, once every year. So the Mechilta says that you have such a chiv to check each and every year. The problem is that this Mechilta, while it's not really a problem, but it should be noted, this Mechilta is directly against a Gemara Maseches Menachos. The Gemara Maseches Menachos in Daf Lamed Vav and Beis, in the context of discussing tefillin, that's in the tefillin, because we learned over the summer, the Gemara tells us that darshins this pasuk, V'shmarta Shukah Azol Samadam Yam Yamima, and the Gemara is a Machlokas, Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva, what the pasuk means. Rabbi Yosi Aglili understands that the pasuk is talking about tefillin, but miyam yamima means every day. That v'shmartas chukah azos ma'adam doesn't just mean every day. I'm sorry. Miyam yamima, the Gemara Darshins, means yamim v'lo leilos, and miyamim v'lo kol yamim, not Shabbos and Yantiv. That when do you wear tefillin? During the daytime, not during the nighttime, and also not on Shabbos and Yantiv. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili understands that it's talking about tefillin, but he doesn't think miyam yamima means every year. He thinks it's talking about which zmanim, which particular zmanim you're supposed to wear tefillin. On the other hand, Rabbi Akiva actually holds miyam yamima means every year, but he thinks it's not talking about tefillin. He thinks the chukah azos that we're talking about is Pesach, that you do Pesach every year. That's got nothing to do with tefillin. So neither of the two opinions, Rabbi Sablovsky pointed out, neither of the two opinions actually relate to the Mechilta, because even the shita that holds that it's about tefillin holds that it's not every year. That miyam yamim has nothing to do with every year. So it's got nothing to do with anything. So that's the so it seems that the Mechilta is against the Gemara. So now, are you going to paskin like the Mechilta, or do we paskin like the Gemara? So it happens to be the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Perek Beis Halacha Yud-Aleph paskins tefillin ain't tzrichin bedika kol iker. That tefillin never required bedika. There's something called in halacha called chazaka, that once you wrote the tefillin once and they were kosher once, so they remain kosher forever. You never have to check. You're allowed to rely on the chazaka. Shulchan Aruch just adds that if you're not constantly guarding them and you're not constantly aware of the conditions that the tefillin are kept in, so then they might require bedikah, because if they're left out in the rain or if they're left out in extreme heat or something like that, then there's a good chance that they do in fact become possible. Meikar Adin, tefillin never require bedikah, which is interesting, because Meikar Adin, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, in some Reish Tadi Aleph, Sif Aleph, and Yardaya, we discussed over the summer that mezuzahs that are owned by individuals, as opposed to mezuzahs owned by a community, mezuzahs that are owned by individuals need to be checked twice every 7 years, whereas mezuzahs owned by a community, it's twice every 50 years. The Shach and Sifkat Aleph over there explains that when there's a concept Chazal have, that Keder Debetrei Lo Chamimi Velo Kariri, that whenever two people are in charge of something, nobody really takes charge. Everyone always assumes the other guy is going to do it. So to place demands on the community that they should check their mezuzahs, well, this guy is going to, the president of the shul is going to assume that the rabbi will remember. The rabbi will remember that will assume the president will remember, and you know, whatever, it will just no, it's never going to get done. So we put with the demands are, we're a little less demanding when it comes to communal things. But a personal mezuzah twice every 7 years. It's a little bit strange that it's formulated in that way, twice every 7 years as opposed to every 3.5 years. You don't have to be exact. It doesn't have to be exactly, but you know, roughly it should be every 3.5 years. Now Rashi actually Maseches Yuma Daf Yud Aleph, that's a Gemara. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Yud Aleph says that you have to check mezuzahs twice every 7 years. Rashi in Yuma Daf Yud Aleph says there are two reasons that you need to check your mezuzahs. First of all, they're often kept in a mezuzah case, so it's very easy for someone to come, steal the mezuzah out of the case, leave the case there, you'll never know. The case looks exactly the same, so you need to check that it's still there. Second, you also need to check that it's still kosher. Now, what does it take to check that the mezuzah is still kosher? So the Pischi Tshuva Yardei, Reish Tadi Aleph, Sukkot and Gimel says that as long as you once knew that it was kosher, that it was written in a kosher way, and that every letter was once there, all you need to know how to, and the Tzuras Osios was once correct, you once had a sofer check it, every subsequent check can be checked by anybody who knows how to speak Hebrew, knows how to read Hebrew. You just have to make sure there are no cracks in the letters, the letters are still there, that there are no missing letters. So anyone could do that. You don't need an expert sofer to do something like that. As long as you once had it checked, that you know that it's the right ksav, and you know that it was the right Tzuras Osios, etc. Now that's in general the halacha when it comes to checking mezuzos. Now this idea though, that you have to check tefillin, as we said, the Rambam Paskins make redin, you don't ever have to check tefillin. But the Mechilta seems to say that the chiv to check tefillin is even greater than the chiv to check mezuzahs, that the chiv to check tefillin is every single year, once a year. So if we were to pasken like this Mechilta, is this Mechilta to be taken literally? The Mechilta holds it's a chiv da oraisa to check tefillin each and every year. So there is a famous comment of the Mishkanos Yaakov. The Mishkanos Yaakov in Yerodea Simin Tes Zayin has a tshuva where he writes that, he says, I don't understand. Why the Gemara in Chulin is mafurish that rov behemos ksheves, that the majority of animals are kashera animals and they don't have treifas problems. So he says, I don't understand. Why is it that we check for treifas? Don't we have a rov to rely on? That rov are kasher. Why do I have to check the animal's lungs to see if the animal's a treifa? So Mishkanos Yaakov says, well, wait a second. Why is it that the Mechilta tells me I have to check my tefillin every year? I have a chazaka. Shouldn't I be able to rely on the chazaka? So says Mishkanos Yaakov, what you see from this Mechilta is that when there's reason to believe that there's a mira matzui, there's a reasonable chance, not a majority, reasonable, a reasonable chance, a mira matzui, a fairly common minority chance that there's something wrong, you need to check for it. If it's a tiny, tiny chance, then you don't even need to check for it. Mishkanos Yaakov says, what's reasonable? 10%. Roughly 10%. If it's more than 10% chance, it's something you have to check for, and that's true not only by, so he says, holes in the lungs of an animal is more than 10%, so that's why we have to check for it. It's not clear that it actually corresponds to the metzius, that it's more than 10%, but it's at least the most common of the trefos, so that's why we check for it. Problems that come up with tefillin, it comes up once in a while, so you need to check for it. If there's a reasonable chance, that's the Mishkanos Yaakov's taina, and this applies to other areas of halacha as well. Shachta pointed out, when it comes to checking the suit for shatness, you can call the Flapper Shatness Laboratory and say, I bought a suit, the make of the suit is Ralph Lauren, does it have shatness or does it not? And they'll say, well, what do you mean? Show me the suit. Well, you could tell them, what's your experience? Of the hundreds of suits that were Ralph Lauren suits, how many of them have shatness? And they, if they say, well, we checked 2,000 of them, and one of them had shatness. You don't have to check yours then, because it's a meat sheino matzui. It's a very uncommon occurrence that does not need to be checked for. And they'll tell you, by the way, you actually call, they'll give you that information. Meshech Chachma, Shai Shechter, in the shiur that he gave online, quoted this Meshech Chachma, and I looked at home in my Meshech Chachma, and I couldn't find it, and I emailed him, and he said, no, it's there, you gotta look in Parshas Bo. Turns out, my Meshech Chachma, I don't know why, my printing of the Meshech Chachma was missing this whole shtickle, this gewaldic shtickle, where he discusses this medrash, this mechilta, and this Mishkanot Yaakov. And the Meshech Chachma says the following idea. He says that the Mishkanot Yaakov's application of checking tefillin to checking for trefos is totally off base, that they have nothing to do with each other. Why? He says there's a big difference. Let's say there is a rule in halacha that if a person is an anus, if a person has something that's beyond his control that he can't do, he's unable to do a mitzvah, he's unable to prevent himself from doing an avera, anus rachman apatre. Where does that rule come from? It's a pasuk in the Torah, nara lo sasadavar. If a girl gets raped, we don't say, oh, you had illicit relations, you're going to be punished. No, she was raped, it was beyond her control, so she's completely free of any blame and she's completely pater. Says the Meshech Chachma, that's only true when it comes to an iser. If you were forced to violate an iser, we say you're not going to be punished. Because part and parcel of the iser is a merida against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that you're rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if it was an anus, you had no choice, the maisa alone is a maisa kof. It's an empty maisa without any merida against HaKadosh Baruch Hu in either intention or failure to pay enough attention, like when you do an avera b'shogeg. When you're an anus, it's not your then you're totally off the hook. That's only by an avera. But let's say a person never had a chance to put on tefillin because he never had access to tefillin. So you can say he gets the mitzvah of tefillin every day. No, you don't say that if a person is an anus that he actually gets the mitzvah. That's the chiddush the Gemara Menachos has about Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, was so upset that he didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, I don't understand. V'chi lechu miperiyu tzarech. What does he need to go into Eretz Yisrael? He needs to eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. He's so desperate for the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, no, he wants to do the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. They're mitzvahs to Yisparet. So the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, don't worry, I'll make it kilu kiyamtia. I'll make it as if you did those mitzvahs. Dafka by Moshe Rabbeinu. But generally speaking, you know, it's not as if you did it just because you were an anus. We don't say it's as if you did the mitzvahs. So says the Meshech Chachma, beautiful. He says, when it comes to tefillin, the Mechilta says you have to check your tefillin, because what if you go up after 120 years and you're waiting on the big scales, you're waiting for tefillin, for 120 years worth of wearing tefillin, to jump on the mitzvah side, and they don't come. And you're like, hey, what's going on? I put on tefillin every day. And you know what they're going to say? Yeah, the tefillin your parents bought you at your bar mitzvah were puzzle. You never had them checked. You never did the mitzvah. But it wasn't my fault. Okay, but it was puzzle. You're not going to get any credit. When it comes to trefus, what's going to happen? You go up after 120 years, and you ate animals that you never checked for trefus. You didn't know that they were trefus, but they in fact were trefus. Are you going to get the avera? No, you were an anus. You're not going to get the avera. So the mechilta is going to say by a mitzvah that you have to check. Why do you have to check by the mitzvah? Because if it's not kosher, you're not getting any anus points. You're not getting away with an anus claim. By an avera, you're not going to say the same thing. I know I'm over time, but just one last point. Meshech Chachma says, and based on that, you can answer Kasha Taisus Mesachs Nida, where Tos says that there's that the Gemara over there tells us that if you have shatness, you're allowed to put shatness on the mace. A beged shavad bo klayim, you're allowed to make tachrich of the mace out of that. The mace, he's kiven shemace now chafshim in a mitzvos. Once he dies, he's free from mitzvos, so it doesn't matter. You can have shatness in his beged. Mitzvos potatoes las lavo nida daf samachal around that area. So frek Tosus Kasha, wait a second. We know there's a Gemara Mesachs Brachos. I think Daf Yud Ches. I want to say where the Gemara tells us that there were Amoraim that were walking through a cemetery, and one of them had his tzitzis dangling down on the ground, and the other one said, Loig L'Rosh, you're mocking the dead people that you're wearing tzitzis. What do you mean? We put shatness on the guy. Isn't that a mockery? That we're showing him, look, you can't do mitzvahs, you're wearing shatness? So says the Meshech Chachma, no, they're very different. Shatness is an iser. He can't help it. He's going to wake up at Tchias HaMesim, he'll have shatness, and it'll be an anus. And for an anus, by an iser, that's okay. But tzitzis is a mitzvah. So to show that I'm able to do a mitzvah and you're not able to do a mitzvah, even though he's an anus, of course he can't do the mitzvah, he's an anus. But by a mitzvah, you don't say that anus rachman apatri. You don't say that the anus makes it commander of it as if he did the mitzvah. So at the end of the day, it's quoted in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that an adam chashuv should check his mezuzahs each and every year. Matta Ephraim records the practice for checking mezuzahs during Chodesh Elul. Minig is that a lot of times people check tefillin as well. One thing to be aware of is a lot of times just constantly opening them up and closing it by checking them every year, that itself could crack the letters if the ksav is not particularly strong. So it could be you cause yourself more problems by checking tefillin and mezuzah sometimes. And the mezuzah doctor told me as a practical point that he's, of the thousands of mezuzahs that he's checked, he keeps statistics, something, I don't remember the exact number, but it was over 90% of the psulim were a result of things that were always pasul. They were never kosher. When last time we had him come, two guys in my shul, 30 years old, checked their tefillin, and they were vigilant. They had checked their tefillin in between their bar mitzvahs and now, and they found that their tefillin were never kosher, that there was a letter missing. Whoever had checked them didn't know what they were doing. So it's not only important to check, it's important to know who's checking it, and to know that you can trust the person, not just that they're erlich, but that they're good at what they do, and that they're going to spot mistakes as well. And the reason I suggest that people check their tefillin is not because I'm worried about the parshios so much. If you know who you bought the parshios from, and you've had them checked once by someone who's good, they're not going to change. It's going to stay kosher. I suggest people check their tefillin because a lot of times the batim get damaged, a lot of times the ritzuos get damaged, and you're just never going to change it, and you're never going to even notice it until you send it to a sofer. Okay, while he's at it, he'll check your parshios as well. But that to me, I think the bigger psulim come up with the batim and the ritzuos than the parshios themselves. Okay, that was a little